The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is concerned about reports that someone has been trying to buy a lot of ammonium nitrate. There's no specific indication of terrorism, but ammonium nitrate, an ingredient in fertilizers, can be used to produce powerful bombs. The ATF is urging dealers to watch out for people who try to make unusually large purchases. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The ATF sent out a notice yesterday to industry associations that deal in fertilizers and explosives. The Bureau had gotten reports that someone claiming to represent a construction company was trying to buy large amounts of ammonium nitrate, a chemical that's used both to feed crops and to blow things up. Kathy Mathers of the Fertilizer Institute says her organization helped to distribute the alert, as they always do.
On a regular basis, when ATF notices a pattern of suspicious activity or is notified of suspicious activity, they get back to the Fertilizer Institute, notify us, and then we have an email network that we utilize to notify not only our members, but those in the retail community, state regulatory officials, and others who have an interest in keeping the product secure.
That's because ammonium nitrate is powerful stuff. Timothy McVeigh put just over 2 tons into the rental truck he used to blow up the federal building in Oklahoma City in 1995. By comparison, the person the ATF is looking for may have tried to buy well over 1,000 tons of ammonium nitrate. Many in the industry say that would require a fleet of trucks and would attract a lot of attention from any dealer. Joe Hicks is with McGraw Fertilizer just outside Kansas City. He says he only sells pure ammonium nitrate to bona fide businesses he's familiar with.
You know, they pretty much got to have a legitimate business license of some type or proof. You know, it is a business if that's what they want. But usually it's always some type of blend that's pretty much non-explosive.
Only Nevada and South Carolina require reporting of ammonium nitrate purchases. The industry is confident the current voluntary effort is effective, but some in Congress support mandatory licensing. New York Congressman Maurice Hinchey has introduced the Ammonium Nitrate Security Act, which would set down strict regulations.
Sellers of explosive nitrate fertilizers need to be licensed, and purchasers need to obtain permits in order to make those purchases. Only nitrate fertilizer, which is non-explosive, could be sold without a permit or a license.
But some ammonium nitrate is likely to escape any regulatory scheme. The chemical is still relatively cheap and plentiful, and it's recently been used in bombings from Bali, Indonesia, to Istanbul, Turkey. European regulators now require that ammonium nitrate for fertilizer be produced in large granules, so the chemical can't absorb the fuel oil that terrorists use to make ammonium nitrate lethal. And Larry Sanders of Specialty Fertilizer Products outside Kansas City has developed a special water-soluble coating for ammonium nitrate.
And as we all learned in high school chemistry, oil and water don't mix, so what it does, it prevents that oil from penetrating into the ammonium nitrate.
Another approach is to mix so-called taggants in with the ammonium nitrate so the chemical can be traced to its origin. But that tactic is only useful in solving the crime after the bomb has blown up. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.